Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, coming to you from my hermitage in the Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the third Friday in Advent, December 19th, 2025. Luke writes in his Gospel, "But the angel said to him, 'Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord.'" Zechariah stands in the sanctuary, performing his priestly duty, when the angel of the Lord appears before him. The message is stunning. His lifelong prayer has been answered. Elizabeth, barren and advanced in years, will bear a son. This child will not be an ordinary son. He will be the prophet who prepares the way of the Lord. But notice the first word spoken, "Do not be afraid." Fear is often the first response when divine grace draws near. Zechariah is overwhelmed not just by the angel's presence, but by the sheer mercy of God breaking into his ordinary, ritual-bound life. His long silence, his years of disappointment, his acceptance of what seemed impossible, all are now being reinterpreted by grace. This moment reveals the mysterious rhythm of Advent. God acts not on our timetable, but in the fullness of time. Our unanswered prayers, our barren seasons, are not forgotten. They are quietly gestating with purpose. Zechariah's waiting was not wasted, it was ripening. The angel's message, "Your prayer has been heard," is not only for Zechariah, but for every soul who has ever prayed in faith and silence, feeling unheard. Advent reminds us that God is not deaf to our longing. He is shaping it, refining it, preparing it to bear fruit in his time. John's birth will bring joy and gladness, but that joy comes only after the long night of waiting. In this way, Zechariah and Elizabeth become icons of Advent hope. They teach us that even when heaven seems silent, God is at work in the hidden places. Today we stand in Zechariah's place. What deep desire have you carried so long that you've stopped expecting it to be fulfilled? Can you dare to believe again that your prayer has been heard? Perhaps not in the way you imagined, but in the way that will bring true joy and gladness. Let your heart echo the angel's words, "Do not be afraid." God's promise is not forgotten. It is unfolding. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to, of course, share it with others, and perhaps invite your friends and family to join us here each day in my hermitage when we reflect over the Word of God. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.